Hey everyone, I don't know. Can you guys hear me? Can anyone hear me? I don't think you can. I don't hear me. I'm talking, testing 1, 2, 3. Can anybody hear me? I'm speaking. Can anyone hear me? Can anyone hear me? Hello? Hello? Can anyone hear me? Testing one. Oh, great. I sound like an idiot then. Well, good, good. Glad, Pat. All right. So, yeah, we're still figuring out some of the bugs. Sometimes when you upgrade your software, it's not worth it. So anyways, let's hop into it. A great, great call, great content tonight. So I wish it was showing up as normal, but it's just not. So it'll still be good though. Got all the content. So let's hop into it. We're talking about mastering your mindset here. And obviously this is really important for everything in life. But we're going to apply it obviously to weight loss as well. So I didn't write that and I should have here, but I'm going to add this right here. So this will be one of the cool things about this. This is based on a book called Mindset by Carol Dweck. So super duper book. Again, another one. I'm going to kind of give you an overview of it. This is a book, I believe, and I got this book last year and I started reading. I said, ah, it's not that great. But I've seen it mentioned so many times. I gave it another shot. And what I feel like I found about this book is it's really a lot of the power of it. It's kind of subtle. So she talks about lots of different stories and stuff, and it really makes an impact as you get through it. So anyways, great book. But basically, so what's a mindset, right? It's a person's usual attitude or mental state that they're in. And at the end of the day, mindsets are basically beliefs. And as you know, at this point, I hope, beliefs are changeable, right? They're not fixed, even though we have limiting beliefs sometimes. A lot of times their power is in the fact that we don't ask the questions. We don't really challenge them. And so really what we're doing here by nature, I'm going to describe two types of mindsets is we, by doing that, we really want to start questioning a lot of the limiting beliefs and the beliefs that we just kind of take for granted that are holding us back. Okay. And so that's kind of the point here. So basically mindsets frame the running account that's taking place in people's heads, right? They guide the interpretation process. So what I mean by that is that, you know, we do things and we get feedback, right? So the stimulus comes into our brain and then we have to interpret it, right? So if you're in school, you get a grade. Now, again, I mean, obviously, you know, certain grades have a certain meaning to them. But of course we could get, you know, any grade really. I mean, some people could get a B and then feel like it's the end of the world and they did horrible. Some people get a B, you know, it's a whole different story. So again, it's important to remember that there is this interpretation phase, and I hope that excites you because it really implies that we have a lot more influence over ourselves than a lot of times we think about it. Okay. So, you know, one of the points she makes is that mindset change isn't really about picking up a few pointers here and there, right? Which is what I think a lot of people tend to approach change as. Instead, what it is, it's really about seeing things in a new way. And so specifically with weight loss, I like to say this a lot because I think it's a different way of approaching it, that it's not just about saying, oh, you know, you learn a couple nutrition facts or you learn something about sugar and you say, oh, I shouldn't eat so much sugar. It's really about seeing that thing differently, right? So for example, sugar, you know, really appreciating and thinking about it in a way that you really understand what it does to your body. And so for any of you out there, because think about this, right? If you used to be a smoker, if you used to eat certain foods, if you used to do certain, you know, things, one we've all done, you used to play with certain toys when you were a kid, and now you don't, it's not because you stop yourself, it's because you think of those things differently. And that really is the secret and the pathway to genuine change, okay? And so the two types of mindsets that she talks about in the book are fixed and growth. And so we'll go into some detail on those here. So the fixed mindset is this. It's the belief that the qualities you have are fixed and unchangeable. Okay? And now I want to make a quick point. These two mindsets, it's not like you're one or the other. You know what I mean? Like we're always kind of a mixture of both depending on different contexts and different situations, different areas of our lives we may feel this way. So the idea here though, and again, this will become evident as we talk about it. When you have a fixed mindset, a lot of times it starts to influence a lot of the ways that we think and ultimately behave. So a lot of times it's very subtle, the effects it'll have on us. So that's a fixed mindset, the belief that you have qualities that are fixed and you can't change them no matter what you do. And so some attributes of the fixed mindset is that, you know, people with that always want to appear intelligent, right? So when it comes to intelligent, they want to appear intelligent because they believe they were born this way and they don't think it can be modified. So if they take a test and they don't do well on it, to them with that fixed mindset, it's kind of final, right? It's a evidence that they're not intelligent and it can't be changed. So it's devastating, right? So what ends up happening is they really go out of their way to avoid challenging situations. And so they end up staying stuck. Okay. So again, it's kind of a deep thing. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of beliefs that are encapsulated in this. It's not just one or two. It's kind of a whole collection of them. All right. Another one, you know, again, when we talk about weight loss or change, a lot of times people will believe that willpower is a fixed quality dictating results, right? So that's a specific way that it could be applied to, again, when we talk about weight loss. And so, like I was saying, I was kind of referencing the idea of trying and still failing, of leaving yourself without the excuses is one of the worst fears within the fixed mindset. So you see, again, you want to notice this both ways. If you find that that's a little bit true for you, and again, it may be true in this area, not in this area. You understand? But if you believe that, you know, again, with the weight loss stuff, you feel like you're kind of holding back a little bit. This is, you want to start thinking about this. Is it possible that I have kind of a fixed mindset with this? And I think if I try, again, I can't change. So I'm either going to succeed or fail. And if I fail, that's it. It's game over. Now I realize it, right? You can see how that'd be a very kind of paralyzing sort of belief to have, right? And obviously it would clearly sabotage you in creating the results that you want. And so two key limiting beliefs that are part of this mindset. The first one, if I have to work at it, it wasn't meant to be. Okay. And so think about this, right? If, you know, if you have a fixed mindset and you believe, again, you are what you are, then you wouldn't have to work at things, right? Just some things you're good at and some things you're bad at. And that's just how it is. And so again, you would hold yourself back. If you did something, you tried to lose weight and it didn't work, right? It kind of becomes like, okay, I can't lose weight. I'm not good at that. You see? And so again, that kind of stifles you. Now I want to, I'll bring this home. I'll give you a personal example of this. When I play guitar now for probably about 20 years, but when I first started, my mom, again, and she's an extremely supportive lady, but she believed that she had no musical talent. And she believed that about me. And so when I began playing guitar, I kind of had that belief as well. And so I always believed I just wasn't a guitar player. Now I kept playing and I kind of just screwed around with it. I was okay. I can do a couple things with it. But when I really reflect back on it, I really had a fixed mindset when it came to the guitar. I just thought some people are good at it and just kind of get it right away. And some people don't. And there was a book last year called Peak that it talked about violin players in a conservatory. And they basically did a study and found out that without exception, the level that they played at was correlated exactly to the amount of practice they had, right? So the more people practiced, the higher up they were in the orchestra. So that was really, that kind of made me start to question that myself. So it really was a practice thing 100% of the time in that book when they did that study. And so this came to the next step. And I said, I really, where it affected me, again, I had that belief, and how it really affected me and how I manifested it into reality is I believed it wouldn't matter how much I practice. I just don't get it. I'm not a natural guitar player. And so what it did is it caused me to practice ineffectively because, again, I just believed either get it or you don't. And so it's kind of been a process where I've been playing now for the last couple months. And like I said, even from that last book, I was questioning that. And so what I noticed this next time, since I kind of took a break for a little while, since I've come back to it, is I am practicing more mindfully. I'm actually doing practicing because I now don't know what my ceiling is. See, so I guess what I'm trying to say here is that the fixed mindset is very kind of deep and unconscious, but it shows up in your life a lot of times as not giving your best effort, not believing you can do it. And that shows up as you not really doing things in the most effective way possible and not looking to do them in the most effective way possible, right? Because again, you assume deep down that it don't really matter. right? I'm not going to spend all this time and effort working on it because I'm not that good at it. So again, what I'm saying to you, and I think this becomes even more obvious when we talk about the growth mindset in a few moments. But if you've struggled with weight, if you struggle with eating, if you've struggled with your health, whatever you've struggled with, it's very important to make this, to question this. Do I have a fixed mindset with this? Do I believe that no matter what I do, it's not going to change? Okay. And if you do, it's got to be dealt with because it rots away at your motivation in your success without question. The next one, right, the other key limiting belief here is that problems and challenges that you experience along the way indicate character flaws, right? And so this is extremely relevant to weight loss. And I see this all the time where someone's, okay, I'm going to eat better, I'm going to do better. And they will, when they don't, it says, I'm going to eat really good today. And then they go out and eat a donut or cupcakes or cookies. They say, I'm a bad person, right? I've got no willpower. Right. I've got no, my motivation is weak. I don't have any motivation. Whatever it is, they think it reflects on their character. Okay. We don't want to do that. Okay. And again, this is going to become more obvious as we go through some of the solution oriented stuff in a moment, but, it's really not that, you know what I mean? Like, and I thought that with the guitar, right? Again, one more character flaw. I'm just not musical. Right. So it's kind of a flaw in my character. That's how I thought of it. And so, again, it's important to separate these two things. And to look at, again, it's very freeing, I think, because when you let go of this fixed mindset and you move into a growth one, you really open yourself up to focus more on the behaviors you're doing, right? The actual effort you're putting in. And that's changeable, okay? As opposed to having this fixed idea of that's who you are, okay? So Connie writes, so a fixed mindset references a need to be perfect. Yeah. Yeah, it does. Because again, what happens with people with a fixed mindset is they avoid challenging situations and they're always looking to put out the image that they are perfect, right? Because again, they just think, I got one shot at, I am what I am and there's no changing it. So I'm going to put all of my energy, instead of putting that energy into, changing myself, making myself a better person, I'm going to put that energy into avoiding situations where I may look stupid. Because if I look stupid, it's because I am stupid and that's painful. All right. So it's very funny. I was talking to my daughter about this and she's 12 and she does very, very well in school and she takes it's very serious to her. And I said, well, you know, what's going to happen someday when you get a bad grade? And she's like, oh, I can't even think about that. I don't want to think about that. And so this was very, very relevant, you know, to me. And I'm really glad I got to have this conversation with her now. Okay. Because she was literally proving everything in this book. She's like, I couldn't even deal with that. I couldn't bear that, you know, the rest of it. And I said, listen, you know, you're much more than your grades. And at some point that's going to happen and it's how you respond to it. And you can't run away from it because if you run away from challenging situations, right, you never grow. Okay. So again, we've talked in the past about it. Again, we'll go through this in a minute, but weight loss is really this learning experience, this growing experience where you're evolving into the person you want to be. You know what I mean? So this really, really, really speaks to it on a deeper level. All right. So let's kind of move it on to the next. Let's talk about growth mindset. So the growth mindset really is, again, the belief that you can change, right? That you can grow and you can acquire new skills. And again, it's so freeing to think this way. And I can tell you, like I said, you know, so in my life, again, there's some areas I have a growth mindset about, but there's other areas I have a fixed mindset. And it's so exciting to be able to look at some of those areas that I thought I had a fixed one. And to be like, oh no, I can actually change. I can grow. So again, it's very, very subtle. So what you want to do is you want to look in areas of your life that you're kind of struggling with and ask this question, right? Because if you do have a fixed mindset, instantly when you can recognize that if that's the case, you can all of a sudden realize, oh, let me start to, you know, work on creating a growth mindset around this. And just that realization alone is kind of the first step. So again, it's that idea that you can get better at anything. Anything you put effort and time into, you're going to improve at. It may take a little while, right? You may struggle and flounder around a little bit, but if you stick with it, you're going to get better at it, okay? So a few attributes of a growth mindset is to find success in doing their best, right? In learning and improving, not just in winning, not just in that final result, okay? Because when you have a genuine growth mindset, there really is no... there's no finish line with it. You know what I mean? So, and this really is true. I mean, if you look at a lot of people that are successful in different areas, like truly successful, happy with it and just have that passion for it, it's like, yeah, there's different measurements that may happen along the way, but there's a kind of this constant and never ending, you know, focus on improving, right? Because there's a genuine kind of love for the growth of it. Okay. So this is very helpful in life and certainly when it comes to weight loss. So the next one is they find setbacks motivating, right? Because they're informative. They're a wake up call, right? So this goes along, right? We talked about there's no failure. There's only feedback. And so here I think is even more, you know, kind of understanding of that, that again, a lot of times what we consider failures or setbacks or, you know, things that we didn't succeed with, they're like our best teachers if we look at them that way, right? As again, if we look at them as an opportunity to be able to move forward, because oh, now we say, oh, I'm not very good at that. Let me kind of zero in on that and work on that thing, as opposed to we didn't do good at that. Oh, I guess I'm not good at that, right? So you know, the little personal change, personal development Easter eggs, you find it and you're like, oh, okay, this is an area I can work on, you know, as opposed to it defining who you are. The next thing is that they took charge of the processes that bring success and that maintain it. Okay. And so this is really what we do here is that we're in this program, right? We're always looking to install habits that are going to give us the foundation to act the way that's going to give us the body and the health that we want. Right. And so again, another way we've done a lesson in the past, I don't know if you remember this, but it was talking about cause and effect. Okay. And so a lot of times with weight loss, when you think about it, the weight loss is the effect, and the cause, you know, is again that the lifestyle habits we talk about and the way you're eating. And so when we focus solely on the weight, we really lose, we give up our power, because the truth is you can't really control the weight loss part of it. You can control the lifestyle habits and the eating and those things. You have influence over that. And when you eat differently and you live differently, some magical process happens that we don't even know about, and it turns into weight loss, right? But we don't have really much of, we don't have much control over the effect of it. We do have a lot of control over the cause. And I think that's what this is speaking to. When we focus in on the causes, what we believe is going to turn into weight loss or turn into a healthier body, we focus in on those things and we really commit to them and create the best systems and strategies possible. That's what this is talking about. Okay. And so again, I can see how, again, the fixed mindset is focused solely on the effects, right? How is this going to reflect on me? Because I'm just a, you know, I'm a carved block. I am what I am. And so any effect, any result is going to be definitive. It's going to be an expression, a reflection of what I am and what I'll ever be. And you can see how that's very limiting. The other side is to focus in on the causes. And that's what this is saying. And again, it's the belief. We lead with the belief that if I master these causes, if I master the lifestyle habits, the eating, the behaviors, I know that that's going to, you know, translate into affecting the cause or affecting the effect and changing the effect and getting me what I'm looking for. So I hope that makes sense. So let's talk a little bit about how, you know, some specific tips for successful weight loss. So the first one, now you've heard me say this, and I've said this for many years, but now it's kind of got a whole new level to it. But again, we really have to look at weight loss and health mastery as a learning process. You know, and I think so often we don't do that. We just say, okay, give me the diet. You know, give me that structured plan. I'll just follow it. And it's just a very limited way to go about it. And again, we want that because it's easier. No, there's not much mystery. But at the end of the day, what's really going to serve you is when you learn how to live, think, and feel as a lean, thin, healthy person. You know what I mean? Like, again, we don't think of it that way a lot. So of course, you know, if you dedicate yourself to it and you look at it that way and you kind of put it within that learning paradigm, I think you open yourself up to create much better results and ultimately create a system, a structure for you to live with by, that again, gives you the results that you want. Okay. So again, look at it as a learning process. It's not a diet, right? And diets are very fixed, right? Cause you're given this very strict plan and you can either follow it or you can't. Right. And if you can't follow it, it's because you're a bad person. Right. So again, it's all these things we were just talking about. But if we look at it as a learning process, that right away kind of encourages to be in a growth mindset. So remember that, you know, and it's still a learning process for me. And I assume it will be till my last day on earth. That's how I think of it, because it's constantly tweaking and changing and things are always moving. So I think if you adopt that growth mindset and you look at weight loss and your health as a learning process, you're really setting yourself up for a much better experience. Okay. The next one, again, when it's a learning process, we don't like to think this. And a lot of times as adults, we really haven't learned a lot of things as adults. We really do a majority of our learning, obviously, when we're kids. But mistakes are truly your greatest teachers. You know, so again, we know that the technique of you go and you last night eat a whole thing of ice cream. Well, what do? We go back in time, knowing what I know now, what would I do differently? Right? We try and learn what led to that behavior. You know, what was my mood? How did I feel? How was I thinking? Had I eaten enough? What foods were around? What was the environment I was in? And again, we want to kind of go back in time and analyze it a little bit. I'll give you an example of this. And I just started working with a gentleman who's a golfer. And so it was a real good metaphor. And even if you haven't golfed, I think you'll get this. But he was saying, you know, when golfers, every time they do a swing, it's like he knows the mechanics, right? He knows what he should do. He knows where he should put his feet, how he should lock his hands for every shot. He knows what he should do. But knowing what he should do doesn't mean he's going to do it, right? So again, there's a lot more that goes into it. But what golfers do is when they take a swing, when they have a bad swing, they replay it back in their mind and they analyze what went wrong with it, right? Maybe they had their elbow too tucked in, or maybe their wrists were too loose, or you know what I mean? They go back through it and figure out and diagnose it. It's the exact same thing we're doing. You're always going to make mistakes, right? It's impossibly perfect. So when you make mistakes, instead of getting upset about it, we want to use that energy instead, and we want to diagnose it and figure out how did that happen and how can we avoid it next time? You see? So again, let me give you one more kind of chunk up a little bit above that. Say you have 100 units of energy a day, right? And so then say you make a mistake. You spend 20 of those units of energy beating yourself up about it, right? It just encourages the mistake and it doesn't help you at all. You can take that same 20 units of energy and diagnose it and create a better plan for next time. That seems like a much better investment of your energy. Okay, so again, the mistakes, A, let's stop using up so much energy being fearful of them and trying to avoid them like the plague. And instead, expect that they're going to happen. And when they do, we've got a strategy for how to get ourselves back on track quickly and learn something along the way. So we're even better than before the mistake. Okay. View challenges as opportunities. Okay. So again, if you really look at this as an inside out process, not just, and tell me, right, we all know this one. A lot of times with the weight loss stuff, it's like, oh, we're going to be the exact same person, but we're just going to be different and eat different and look different, but we're going to be the exact same person, right? It's kind of goofy. It's like, you know, if you went to college, you end college as a different person than when you went into it. Right? Hopefully you're stronger. You've got more belief in yourself. You know what I mean? You've learned strategies for dealing with stress and, you know, time management and all the rest of it. Okay. So it's the same thing here. You don't just magically act different. It's so crazy to think that you literally, you change as a person. And so, you know, again, look for challenges, right? Challenges equal growth. And so I'm not saying you have to take on the world here, right? But again, we don't want to be hiding from them. Right? Because if we hide from them, our change is going to be less dynamic, and it's just going to be harder. It's going to take longer, okay? So view different challenges that are in front of you as opportunities, you know, for growth. Next is, you know, important achievements require a clear focus, all-out effort, and a bottomless trunk full of strategies. And she wrote that in the book. That's a direct statement, sentence from her book. And I really loved it. The way I look at this sometimes is I say, really, most change, but specifically weight loss, health change, it's really a war. It just is, because we live in a culture that is genuinely conditioning us to overeat and to make ourselves sick. And I don't say this as a paranoid guy. I mean, literally, think about all the food ads. And I mean, there's just so much money in our culture made on foods that are making us sick. Okay. So again, we need to kind of, I always use this metaphor, right? A lot of times, like a diet is bringing like a knife to a gunfight, right? This truly is a war. We need every single resource we have at our disposal to win it. Okay. So again, a clear focus, having the proper mindset is just so, so key, right? And when we do, again, we have a sense of congruency and all of our energy is pointed in the right direction. Yeah, so we don't want to be kind of tug-of-warring with ourselves or fighting with ourselves. So we want a clear focus. All-out effort, again, that's a mindset thing, right? Because if you're worried about screwing up, you're going to hedge. You're going to hold back. You're not going to give your all. Okay, so having a clear focus and a congruent goal you're moving towards and knowing along the way you're going to screw up and you're fine with it, right? Because, again, that's going to allow you to grow into the person you want to be is essential. And then finally, you know, a trunk full of strategies. I love that. And that's really what you're at. That's when I say I'm tweaking and refining and learning till the day I die. That's what I'm talking about. I'm obsessed with strategies, right? I love it. I love finding strategies of how to drink more water, of how to feel better, how to have more energy, how to make my body feel better, right? Again, how to enhance my health, how to eat properly, how to nourish myself. So it's, again, I want you to get into that mindset. And it doesn't have to happen all at once. I think that's one of the most beautiful parts of this growth mindset is it gets rid of this idea that you are what you are, so just start living this way. No, this is a growing process. And you've heard me use this analogy, but it's like learning an instrument or learning a language. It's a consistent effort. And again, you slowly improve and grow and get better over time. Okay? And so technically what you're doing is you're accumulating strategies. Right, you're accumulating strategies for how to, you know, install and perform those 8 lifestyle habits and how to eat properly. And again, you're just always going to be doing that. You never know when you're going to come kind of stumble upon a new strategy or be inspired by a new one. So again, I want you to think about that. It's all about strategies, right? Prioritize learning over seeking approval. And I love that one because, again, you know, there's another – let me show you what I mean by that. You see this all the time with weight loss, and this really relates to the last one too, choosing weight mastery over rapid weight loss, but prioritizing learning over seeking approval. Seeking approval and weight loss a lot of times comes down to this. Oh, I just started this new diet and I lost 6 pounds last week. What do? I just eat meat, or I just eat potatoes, or I just eat this, or I don't eat that, you know? And so we try and make it sound so simple. You know what I mean? Because what happens? We're seeing it elevates our status. I started this new diet. It's amazing, right? Because now we know something they don't know. And again, on top, we're proving, you know, how great we are. So it's kind of an ego-driven thing, right? And so don't worry about that. I tell you, one of the hardest things, people have been working with me for a while. I think one of the challenging things they have is they'll say, you know, people ask me, oh, what are you doing? How are you doing this? And they're like, I can't explain it. Right? They know what they're doing, but they can't like just say it real simple. Right. And so again, it's a little anticlimactic for people. And I get it. I do this stuff, you know, and when people ask me what I do, again, it's like, okay, can you sit down for a minute so I can explain it? Right. It's not just a one word answer. It's not just, oh, well, don't eat potato chips, or, you know what I mean? It's not just so simple. So again, I want you to understand that you're prioritizing learning, which is another way I think to really focus on the long game, right? Master this area, learn about yourself, learn about your behaviors, which foods you can manage, which foods you have to avoid, you know, which habits are essential for you to maintain 7 days a week, no matter what, which ones can you, you know, kind of, you can have them and let them go. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. This process is for no one except you. Okay. And again, some of the people you're closest to, but it's primarily for you. And so whatever way works best for you is what you want to do. Don't worry about what anyone else thinks, okay? So, the next one, right, focus on the process instead of the result. That's a little bit like the cause-effect thing I was just talking about. You know, focus on what you're doing. And so let me just add one more point to what I was saying earlier is when you focus on the process, you got to start with some sort of belief. Okay, so for example, if you say to yourself, okay, I want to lose some weight, and again, you kind of look through your lifestyle and your behaviors, and you say, okay, I think the thing that would probably get me, you know, some result here is if I stop eating ice cream at night, okay? So you start with a belief, right? You believe if I stop eating that ice cream, I'm going to lose some weight. And so there's always that quality of what's going on. We always start with kind of a belief or a hypothesis or an idea that we believe. And then we do it and we got to test it. Okay. So again, what I mean by this instead of the result part of it is when we focus in on the process, we're always starting with a belief. Then we want to test it. And so, you know, you give up the ice cream for a couple of weeks and then notice what the result is. Okay, so again, we don't want to not focus on the result, but we really want to focus on the process. But after you do this for a little while, you're going to figure out which things you know, right? So for example, I was talking about cholesterol last week. I know for, I'm put into the fat category because this is the second time I've done it, that when I cut eggs out, my cholesterol goes down dramatically. And then the flip side is true. When I eat eggs, my cholesterol goes up. I'm very sensitive to them. Most people aren't that sensitive to them, okay? But it's something I know about myself. And so so this process, again, you are paying attention to the result, right? So I want to be clear about that. But it's the process that ultimately you're living day to day. Okay, so I'm shifting gears a little bit here now, where, and this is what this means to me. If, when we talk about weight specifically, the challenge with weight loss is always the same for everyone, is it's a time factor. It's always say, like, you know, if you could eat well today and lose 20 pounds tomorrow, it'd be really easy to eat well today, right? Because again, there's so much, or the end of the week, you know what I mean? You're 20 pounds lighter. But weight loss doesn't work that way, right? And so that's always the challenge, that you live so healthfully this week, this month, and you only drop a pound, or you don't drop any weight, right? And then all of a sudden you get discouraged by that. So what we want to focus in on, again, we want to start with a general idea of what we believe if we change will give us the result we want. Because again, we do want a result, but then we want to focus in on the process, we want to zero in on it. And we want to get all the good feelings from that. All right. So what that means is, you know, every time I drink my water, it's like every time I do it, I feel good about it. You know what I mean? It's something, okay, I know, because I've associated every bottle of water I drink, I associate that with being the weight I want to be at, of having the health that I want. Okay, so part of this process, and again, at first it's a little bit of trial and error to kind of figure out what works for you, but then it becomes that you fall in love with the process, because the process is the result. You understand? So the process is happening in real time. You're making a good food decision. You're saying no to something that's unhealthy. You're getting yourself to go for a walk. You're drinking your water. You're relaxing. You're going to bed early. That's the process. But what you want to do is you want to connect that process in the moment to the result that it's going to create, right? So again, you feel good about yourself. Every time you do something on your list of what's good, I want you to internalize that and feel good about it. Don't wait for the scale to change. When the scale changes, that's exciting too, and celebrate that. But again, that's in the distance and you don't know how long it's going to take. Okay, so fall in love with the process. And by doing that, you also force yourself to learn a process that works well for you. Okay, and again, that's an accumulation of strategies and the results that it gives you. And so you fall in love with the process because the process is now. Again, so like I said, every time I finish the water, I feel good. Right? Every time I stretch, I feel good. I'm proud of myself. Okay? So learn to fall in love with the process. And if you do, and again, you tweak it over time, but if you fall in love with the process, that's how you not only get the results you want, but more importantly, it's how you maintain them. Okay? So that's a really important one. And then finally, just to kind of, I talked about a little bit, but choose weight mastery over rapid weight loss. So often they're completely different strategies, you know, and so we're bombarded with rapid weight loss strategies. And, you know, learn to distinguish between them. Learn to distinguish what's a short-term strategy for you, right? Because again, someone's long-term strategy may not be yours, right? So if it's a diet that says, oh, you can never eat flour ever again, right? Again, it may be effective in terms of weight loss, but it may make your life miserable. And so again, there's no one way to lose weight. And so always one of the key criteria you use has to be weight mastery, I believe. Not only to get results that are going to last and create a strategy that's going to last for you, but to also make it a more enjoyable process along the way. Because when you start thinking long-term, you naturally tend to choose more sustainable, comfortable strategies. Okay, and that's, again, what we're looking to really accumulate. We're going to create a whole bunch of them. All right, cool. Let's see here. So Pat wrote, maybe I'm seeking my own approval. I am my biggest critic. Yeah, Pat. Well, okay. We'll talk about this too, but I want you to really think about some of this. It would not be a bad idea to get this book and just kind of flip through it. This is what I was saying in the beginning. So the thing with the mindset stuff, in my opinion, as opposed to some other things that I read about, the mindset stuff is like, I just want the information, but it's such a subtle thing that it's like I had to read through the book and see these mindsets described in different types of scenarios. So she talks about like academics, relationships, businesses, sports, kind of different categories of life. And she kind of gives examples and scenarios of fixed versus growth mindsets. And it's a lot of times these little subtle things, these little conversations she describes that I found very, very insightful, you know, for myself. But maybe I'm seeking my own approval, which isn't a bad thing, you know, but it's the critic part of it. That's the problem. Because the critic thing, again, like I said, if you have 100 units of energy, that critic, it serves a purpose, right? Everything does, but it's hogging up, it's using up way too much of your energy for too little of a return. And so again, we'll get into that whole critic thing, but I should do a whole lesson on that. But again, these mindsets really kind of, they're two different environments, right? Think about it this way, right? So when you grow plants, if you garden, different plants have different soil requirements, right? And so sometimes you have to plant different plants in different types of soil. And so you can think of the mindsets like the soil. And so in a growth-oriented mindset, it's harder to be a critic. The critic just kind of doesn't grow, right? Or even just fades away, right? Because again, it's not the right soil. It's not the right environment for it. So again, what I want you to do is just think about growth versus fixed mindset. And this is the type of thing, again, you don't have to just kind of nail it out on a piece of paper and write it all out. Let this stuff kind of reflect on it. Think about it in your mind. Again, I would strongly suggest you get the book, flip through it. If you don't have a library card, I gotta say this, I don't buy any of these books. You know, what I do is I always get books from libraries. I'm lucky. I don't know if this is how it is everywhere, but I can reserve literally any book almost that exists because every library in Massachusetts is hooked up together, and they send the book over to my library, and I just get it. But if you don't have a library card, you really got to get one, because when we talk about programming, I think reading is probably one of the key forms of programming. It puts ideas in your head that weren't there. It gives you new paradigms and all sorts of stuff. So again, a lot of these books, it's not like you have to read every word of the book, just literally just flipping through it. It can be very beneficial. But so anyways, for all you listeners, question your mindset. You know what I mean? Think a little bit about which one you're in. And when you're struggling, especially areas of your life that you're struggling, ask this question. All right. So Jolene writes, I was getting stuck on the idea that there are a lot of things that I could practice forever, and compared to others, I wouldn't be very good. But I'm thinking that the growth mindset is saying it doesn't matter how well I do compared to anyone else, but learning strategies that will work for me. Does that make sense? So hard not to compare myself to others. Yeah, I mean, you guys are also smart. I know all of you. So it's like, Jolene, right? You're 1,000,000% right on the money. And I love it. That's what I love about this whole thing, is when you can apply it to yourself, I think it really puts a light on beyond, right? Because we all know we shouldn't compare ourselves to others, right? I shouldn't do that. But it's like, it's not enough. Like, well, so what should I do? Oh, don't compare yourself. So I really enjoyed this mindset. That's why I wanted to share it with you, because I think it's such a deeper explanation of what's going on, you know? So yeah, because if you think about it, right, the fixed thing really is, who gives a crap? You know what I mean? Who cares? It's like this, right? I think this is a good example. Tony Robbins always asks this, but he's always like, how long would you give your kid to learn how to walk, right? Like, how many tries would you give them to learn how to walk before you cut them off and say, that's it, you're done, right? And so that is the ultimate example of a growth mindset in the face of repeated failure, right? Because kids learning how to walk, most of them, they're falling, struggling, right? And yet, because it's a growth mindset, that's such a great example of it. It's open-ended. It's never, oh my God, how long is it going to take him to walk? Some people might ask that. But even asking that, it's always like, okay, no one ever has a conversation, when am I going to cut this kid off? Geez, you know, okay, four more times and that's it. They're done. You know what I mean? It would feel so weird to say that, right? So I like that, because that's an example of just the ceilings. And I was using that example today. It's kind of like we put our own personal glass ceiling over ourselves, right? We kind of pen ourselves in with these beliefs. So Jolene, you're so on the money with that, okay? And so it doesn't matter. Here's the thing, right? So I'll even go back to my guitar thing. Do I think I'm going to be one of the greatest guitarists in the world? I do not, right? Why? Because I haven't practiced enough, and I have no desire to practice that much, okay? So again, but here's the thing, and this is what I think is interesting. the fixed mindset is a fixed measurement scale too, right? So think about this. The fixed mindset says everyone is what they are, right? They're just, that's what they are. They're born that way and that's what they do. But part of that becomes, so the greatest guitarist in the world, and you have him at the top of the mountain, he was born that way. And then there's this guitarist, he's pretty good. He's a little bit below the mountain, he's there. You see what I mean? So you're simultaneously creating a fixed measurement system. And then there's me way down at the bottom of the mountain. What's the point? What's the point of even playing? I'm not anywhere near those guys, right? See how I talk myself right out? Who cares? Now the growth mindset becomes, yeah, those guys are awesome. Wow, they practiced and look how good they got. Holy moly, that is amazing. And then there's me. And now my scale of measurement is relative to me. And so say, okay, I don't know how to do this song. Let me practice and learn it. I spend a week or two practicing and learn it. And I keep getting better and better and better. And now I know that song. And now I feel happy. You know what I mean? My self-esteem's boosted. I feel, wow, look at that. Holy crap, I can learn. It's progress. This is cool. Why? Because my measurement system is relative to me and my growth. And it's that relativity, it's that sense of growth within my world is where I'm getting all my pleasure from. But you can see how, you see what I mean? Like, that's a real life example of how mindsets really dictate what we do. And it's very subtle, very, very subtle. And I know because I lived that. I wanted to be a really good guitar player for a long time, right? If you asked me. But I didn't believe it was, I believed you either, you were born with it or you weren't. And so that stole a lot of joy from me, you know? So yeah, you're right on track with that. Don't worry about comparing yourself to others, right? Prioritize learning over seeking approval. Is that exact same thing. Prioritize learning over comparing yourself to others. It's the same thing. Seeking approval is just, again, it shows up in different ways. And comparing yourself to others is one way, right? Because you're looking to say, oh, look at me. I just started this and look how good I am at it, right? So again, we're seeking approval. Don't do it because who gives a crap? No one cares at the end of the day either. So again, you know, keep it in mind of what you're doing and keep it relative to that. So it does make sense what you're saying. So super, super awareness and realization, guys. Take this with you into the week here and think on this, okay? Just question it and think about it. Again, it's a process, you know, and let it go. All right, everyone, we'll wrap it up. And then hopefully next week, I guess you heard me the whole time anyway, so I guess everything was working, but on my end, it sounded like it wasn't working. So all right, have a great week, and we'll talk next Tuesday night. Good night, everyone.